Welcome to the Creative Boss Babe podcast. Join me, Emily, your host. Every Tuesday and Friday, we talk about all things running a creative business. You can learn how to start a podcast. You can find out why we use Affinity Designer and so many more things that will help you in starting your very own creative brand. I try to keep this podcast as BS-free as possible. So if you want some real, honest talk about what it's like running a business and being an entrepreneur, you definitely will love this show. So let's get into today's episode. Today's sponsor is Hero Cosmetics. They sent over the Mighty Patch, which is a hydrocolloid acne patch. I actually had a monster pimple pop up on my chin last night. You know, it's the mask issue. So I stuck one of their original Mighty Patches on overnight, and in the morning, the pimple was totally flat. It was amazing. If you guys want to try the Mighty Patch for yourself, use code BOSSBABE15 for 15% off on HeroCosmetics.com. Hey, what's up, you guys? Welcome back to the Creative Boss Babe podcast. I'm Emily, your host, and today we're going to do a bit of an update on last week's episode. Before we get into it, though, I just want to say thank you to Mighty Patch for sponsoring this episode once again. You guys have literally changed my life, and I am so happy I found you guys, and I hope everybody listening goes and listen to them. So, yeah. Today, we're going to be talking about what happened after I went viral on TikTok in my micro niche. So, it has officially been 1 week. I'm sorry, there's a kitten playing with my headphones here. I apologize for any noise. But it has officially been 1 week since my video on wanting to redesign small business logos went viral. And the response has been incredible. So, I think last week when I updated you guys, I had like maybe 1,000 views, on the video, but we're now up to 12,000 views, which again does not sound like much, but it is a micro niche on TikTok with somebody, like, it's a small niche and there's not a lot of people there. So having that many views is kind of insane, kind of incredible. Not only that, we have, I think, 1,000 requests for their logos to be redone, which, again, insane, incredible, outstanding. And we have like, how many likes? I think we also have like 1,000 plus likes on the video, which again, insane. Not only that, but it actually has resulted in some paying clients, which I wasn't sure would happen at first. Hold on. I wasn't sure it was something that could happen at first, but it did, and that to me was incredible. They actually came from the logos I designed. I redesigned their logos on my thing, just like I had, just like I had said I was gonna do, and they came to me like, I love this so much, can I pay you for the licensing? And I was like, sure. One of them wanted a bit more customization with different colors. Totally fine. I just did hers in black and white, so like no big deal. And then another one just absolutely loved it. And I was like, yeah, definitely. And I had a little bit of trouble trying to figure out like what the licensing fee should be, because like it's not something I've ever worked on before, because I just basically looked at these names and was like, ooh, I have an idea for this, so I'm going to design it and see what happens. So each logo took me about an hour to do, just because like I didn't have to go back and forth with the client on it. It was really just me designing what I wanted to do. So I decided to charge my hourly rate, which right now is $50. It seems like it's a lot to some people, but also to other people, it seems like a little drop in the bucket. Like, because of my years of experience in designing and stuff, normally I would charge a lot more for just a logo. It usually would be around like $300 to $400 for just a logo. So it's definitely a lot cheaper because I had the creative freedom on it. It wasn't something where I went back and forth with a client and spent lots of hours revising it. It was just like a one and done and there we go. So I was like, I'll just go with my hourly rate on this and make it pretty cheap to get the licensing, because I didn't want to also charge them a ton because they're small businesses. A lot of them are like Etsy shop owners and things like that. So they're not making like tens of thousands of dollars that like other creatives I work with are, and it's totally okay. I love absolutely working with these people and helping them grow their businesses, and so this is something I was really excited to do. So yeah, I charged my hourly rate and gave them the licensing, and it was incredible. And not only that, but I also got some inquiries about like custom design projects, not like me going and designing it on TikTok for the fun of it, but like custom brand web design projects and things like that. And that to me was like so incredible. I did not know if that would happen. I did not think it would happen, but it did, and it's pretty freaking cool. So love that. I will keep you guys updated on those projects when and if they happen. But yeah, it's kind of weird looking back on it now because again, it's been a week and so time has past and I've kind of seen the TikTok grow every day and it's just kind of crazy. I get probably like 10 to 15 new followers every day after the initial drop off, which within the first like 4 days I think I got 400 followers, so that's pretty insane to me. And since then it's kind of just been like 10 to 15 new followers, a bunch of new likes and comments. A lot of the comments are on the first video saying like they want their logo redone, which is awesome, but it has amounted in a lot of comments I couldn't do and a lot of businesses I couldn't do, and I felt bad about it. So I actually came up with a new offer for them specifically that like they could go and get a logo template bundle of 8 different logo templates I designed for $10. So very, very cheap for them because it took me like an hour and a half to do them all. So like no big deal. But they can go and download the templates for Affinity Designer and like customize it and make it their own and use the fonts that are there and the colors, and all they have to do is like put in their own text. And I put that up on Sunday. So it's only been up for a few days. It hasn't really been seen because I haven't talked about it on TikTok yet, but I think it'll do pretty well. I think it'll help a lot of them out because they can get those beautiful custom logos without having to spend a lot of time with like a designer or waiting and waiting and waiting for me to do it when there's just so many comments and requests that like I cannot do them all. Yeah, so that is an update on like what going viral on TikTok is like. I'm sure like things will change in a month and I'll do another update then. But I wanted to give you guys this update just because I've seen such a change in it all and I'm very proud of the change that I've had. And I'm very excited to see what comes of it. I'm working on new TikToks today and this week to put up new designs for the logo redesigns that hopefully will turn out to be something. And yeah, it's just all very, very exciting and I love it. Okay, now we're gonna get into the ads and then get on with the rest of the episode. Sound good? Perfect. Talk to you in a bit. So, I also wanted to give you guys a little reminder that the Branded Babes Summit, which is a 3-day online summit that I'm hosting with a bunch of different creatives to help you take your passion and turn it into a profitable brand, is actually happening a week from today. I know, it's crazy, it's insane, and you can sign up for it right now. I am so excited. I cannot wait. All of the talks are coming in, all of the speakers are coming in, and it's just incredible. You guys can sign up for your free seat right now at learn.brandedbabesummit.com. The link is in the description. I am so excited for this, you guys, and I will be talking about it more in Friday's episode. But yes, the Branded Babe Summit is officially open, and you can reserve your free seat right now by heading to learn.brandedbabesummit.com. Go sign up and get ready to learn lots of amazing things from lots of amazing creatives. I'll talk to you later. Okay, guys, so like I have a new ad for you. I know you're like, oh my God, a new ad. I can't wait. Okay, so let me be honest and tell you this is not like a sponsorship. This is just me absolutely loving this company and having a referral code to give you guys like money off so you can experience this and work with this amazing company and get their products and just support them because they're super amazing, especially right now. So, this week I want to tell you guys about Imperfect Foods. Imperfect Foods is honestly an amazing grocery delivery system that delivers you the foods that grocery stores deem imperfect, whether there's too much that couldn't be sold in stores or it doesn't look right, so it wouldn't be sold anyways, or if there's an abundance, whatever it is. This place takes that produce or that food, and instead of wasting it and letting it just like rot, they sell it at a discounted price and offer free delivery to your place. And like, it's super, super, super amazing. I have used it for almost a month now. I've gotten 2 deliveries from them because I have a bi-weekly, and I am just obsessed.
This place is so amazing. You can get amazing fresh produce. It lasts for a long time that you can use for cooking and like just snacking on, eating if you're that kind of person where you just eat fresh veggies or whatever. You can do that. They have vegetables, fruit. They even have like fish, salmon, chicken, beef, sausages, milk. I got oat milk from them and I am obsessed. Obsessed. Everything is an amazing, amazing price. It's so much cheaper than grocery stores. And with the pandemic going on and everything going on, you guys can actually get it delivered straight to your door. And it's just, it's absolutely, absolutely amazing. So if you guys want to check it out, head to the link in the description. It'll be linked down there with all of my info, with my code and everything. You guys can get $10 off your order, which is huge. I usually only spend about $20 on my purchase. So like $10 off of that, pretty damn good, right? So if you guys want it, definitely go sign up. All the information will be in the description of this episode. And again, Imperfect Foods, if you guys want to support an amazing, amazing company, they are truly truly amazing. You want to not leave your house and still get amazing fresh produce and things to eat with, groceries, that kind of thing. Check them out. So again, if you guys want Imperfect Foods and get $10 off your order, check out the information in the description of this episode.
Also, a little update on the Emily Society. We are launching the July content this week. It's so exciting. The new brand, Ever and More, is gorgeous. It's full of bright colors, fun designs, and super shareable graphics. Not only that, but you also get an amazing client welcome packet and just a bunch of fun little things to share on your social medias. If you guys want to snag this design and more, you can actually do so by heading to the link down below or CanyonMoonCreative.com/Emily Society. And if you use the code SMALLSUMMER until July 11th, you can actually save 25% on your membership. That is so much money. You can get the base membership for only $20 a month. It's seriously so incredible. I don't know why you guys haven't done it yet, but go right now and snag your seat and join the society. Get all of the amazing templates from this month and all the previous months and start giving your brand an amazing, amazing makeover and creating amazing content. Yeah, so go sign up right now. Save 25% with the code SMALLSUMMER. Guys, since signing up, Flowdesk's email marketing platform has changed the way I operate my business. The simple, aesthetically pleasing platform has taken my biz from one newsletter a year to once a week, if not more. With amazing, easy-to-customize templates from the Rising Tide Society and Jenna Kutcher, you can find the perfect email template for you. Each template also includes a plug-and-play copy and amazing fonts. You can sign up right now and get a free month plus 50% off your subscription now when you sign up at flowdesk.com/C/dream now. Again, you can sign up at flowdesk.com/C/dream now. This is one tool you definitely should have in your creative business toolbox. Are you ready to streamline your business with one amazing CRM software? Sign up now for Dubsado and save 20% off your first month or year when you use the code CanyonMoonCreativeCo. You can use Dubsado for a variety of different things, from contracting and invoicing to creating to-do lists and setting up portals for your clients. There's so many amazing, amazing things that Dubsado can do that I highly recommend you adopt it into your business and use it so well. It's amazing. So again, if you guys want to save 20% off your first month or year with Dubsado, then you should check out canyonmooncreative.com/resources. It's linked in the description of this episode. Click there. You can find Dubsado and use our discount code now to sign up and get your business started on the right track. This week's small creator shout out actually goes to one of the people that I redesigned a logo for on TikTok so far, and it is Madison of M. Anderson Design. She creates bandanas, t-shirts, sweatshirts, a bunch of really, really cute pieces for you that you can buy on Etsy, and I just absolutely love it. It's so aesthetically pleasing, and I cannot wait to see you guys supporting her because I want to support her, and she's just so incredible. So you guys should definitely check out her Etsy. It'll be linked down below as well as her Instagram. But yeah, this week's small creator shout out goes to Madison of M. Anderson Design. Okay, so the song I chose for this week's song of the week is something from a show that I've seen now for the second time. I'm currently rewatching it, and I know a lot of you have probably seen it in the past, but it's One Tree Hill, and it is from the band Wakey Wakey, and it's called Light Outside. I have been obsessed with this band for a while now, actually since I first saw this show back in like 2015, and I'm really excited to be rewatching it because I remembered it and I was like, oh my goodness, the last night I went into my music app, like the stock Apple Music app, and I listened to the songs because I bought them after I heard them on the show, and I was like, oh my god, I love this, and it just like, it sparked something in me, and I was so excited to wake up this morning and creating and working. So this week's song of the week is Light Outside by Wakey Wakey. If you guys want to check this song out as well as all the other songs mentioned on the podcast, you can head to Spotify and go find the official Creative Boss Babe podcast playlist, or you can click the link down below. It'll take you right there. It's super easy and convenient, and you can go and listen to this song and everyone else. So yeah, this week's song of the week is Light Outside. So yeah, that's lots of things we talked about today, lots of things that are going on here at Canyon Moon, lots of things you guys should be really, really excited for, and yeah, so once again, the Amelie Society's doors are now open. You can sign up and save 25% on your membership with the code SMALLSUMMER. You can sign up right now at the link in the description down below, or heading to canyonmoon.com, or canyonmooncreative.com/society. You can sign up and get that huge discount. Also, the Branded Babe Summit is now officially open. You can snag your free seat by heading to learn.brandababesummit.com or clicking the link in the description. Sign up, snag your seat, and learn from all the amazing creatives July 13th through 15th. I will be back Friday with a whole episode all about the summit, how it's going, how I set it up, and what you guys can expect from it. And I'm just so excited to be sharing it all with you guys. That being said, I'm out of here. I will be back on Friday. Bye!